Welcome to the Perry Johnson Laboratory Accreditation Podcast, where you can expect the latest news and discussions relevant to the laboratory accreditation industry. Today's episode is a previously recorded webinar. If you'd like to tune into our upcoming webinars, visit our website at www.pjlabs.com or give us a follow on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for tuning in.
My name is Matthew Sika. I'm a technical program manager at Perry Johnson Lab Accreditation. Today, I will be identifying the Department of Energy specific requirements of the QSM. By understanding those requirements and leveraging your current DoD ELAP accreditations management system, you can prepare to seek accreditation to the DOE Consolidated Audit Program Accreditation Program. You may not realize about half of the laboratories in that program perform routine and project-specific non-radiological analysis for the Department of Energy. This means you can become accredited to the DOCAP accreditation program by meeting the requirements we will discuss. Most likely, this can be accomplished with minimal changes to a few processes and maybe with some additional training. Just because you work for DOCAP doesn't mean that you necessarily need to have a radioactivity materials license. Many opportunities exist for non-radiochemistry laboratories to support projects involving routine compliance monitoring, site characterization, process control testing, and remediation for various matrices. Your DoD ELAP accreditation meets over 90% of the DOCAP AP accreditation criteria. This presentation will identify those QSM requirements unique to DOCAP. The aim is to give you an understanding of those requirements so you can determine if participation in the DOCAP accreditation program is a good fit for your laboratory. Perry Johnson Laboratory Accreditation is an ILAC MRA signatory accreditation body recognized in the areas of testing, calibration, medical laboratories, inspection bodies, reference material producers, and PT providers. PJLA is also recognized as a third-party accreditation body for various government programs, including the FDA LAF program, the FDA ASCA program, the Department of Defense ELAP program, and DOCAP AP accreditation programs. Before we get started, we have a few announcements. PJLA has an upcoming webinar, Common Findings and Assessments to the 17025 Standard. This webinar will look at some of the common findings found within our assessments from over the last year, and we'll shed light on those requirements and discuss some approaches to compliance. This will be presented by Mike Kramer, another technical program manager at PJLA. If interested, please go to the PJLA website for details. In addition, PJLA has just announced the 2024 educational series aimed at empowering professionals in the realm of quality assurance and laboratory accreditation. This comprehensive series offers a number of free workshops designed to enhance skills, drive best practices, and provide knowledge in key areas of laboratory operations and compliance. If interested, please go to pjlabs.com/training. For more information. Please hold all questions and comments until the end of the presentation, but feel free to add them into the chat. You can also email me at msika@pjlabs.com following this presentation. So to lay down some ground rules, this webinar is intended to be informational. And while every attempt is made to provide reliable and accurate information, It needs to be noted that this webinar is intended to provide an overview of the key concepts. This webinar is not a substitute for use and review of the standard. Due to time constraints, details for all requirements will not be discussed. Again, refer to the standard. This webinar will not be discussing specific approaches to achieve compliance with any specific requirement. So, as I stated before, the objective of this training is to identify the DOE requirements to help you understand the differences between DoD ELAP and the DOCAP accreditation programs. Those familiar with the TNI 2016 standard will see that several of the DOCAP requirements parallel TNI requirements. So, as I stated before, over 90% of the criteria are met by just having the DoD accreditation. If you also have TNI accreditation, that pushes that even further. And then your focus becomes more on the safety and waste-related requirements. The clauses of the DOCAP AP only requirements include QSM Module 1, where there's one additional clause related to PT activity, and then QSM Module 2, Sections 5 through 8, which identifies approximately 14 additional clauses or sets of requirements. And finally, there's the new section to the QSM, Section 9, which has requirements focused on safety and waste management. So let's get into these requirements. The first requirement we'll discuss is related to proficiency testing and the situation of when no available 17043 accredited PT sample or provider is around for that analyte or that method combination. Per the QSM, the laboratory already must notify the accreditation body with a list of the items on its scope where there's no suitable commercial PTs. The DOCAP AP requirement adds additional notification to the DOE customers as well. So it's not a large leap here. It's really just having that list that you provide your accreditation body and provide it to the customers for the DOE contracts. So the DOCAP program also includes identification of duties and responsibilities for technical and quality management. You will see parallels to the requirements of these positions in the 2016 TNI standard. When it comes to the laboratory's technical management, it is important that they are available to provide technical advice and assistance to laboratory operations. The duties and responsibilities of technical management include responsibility for ensuring quality of data generated by the laboratory. This includes participating in lab management review, reviewing QA records, QC data, reviewing data packages, and authorizing reports. They're also responsible for defining the minimum qualifications, experience, and skills required for all lab positions. They're also responsible for ensuring that all technical staff in the laboratory have demonstrated their capability in carrying out their assigned activities. Another requirement or responsibility is providing ongoing training opportunities for technical staff, as well as ensuring that staff competence is regularly demonstrated. They also must ensure that proper supervision of personnel is done at laboratory level. Quality management is responsible for ensuring that the management system related to quality is implemented and followed consistently, regardless of their duties and other responsibilities. The roles and responsibilities of the quality management include the compliance of the QSM, making sure that everything is clearly defined in the quality manual. Additionally, quality management will have direct access to the highest level of management where decisions regarding policy or laboratory resources are made. They act as the central point for quality assurance and quality control, overseeing and reviewing quality control data. They operate independently from laboratory operations that they have oversight for. They objectively evaluate data and conduct assessments without any external or managerial influence. They arrange for or conduct internal audits on an annual basis. They report deficiencies found in the quality system to laboratory management and monitor corrective actions. And they plan and organize audits as required by schedule or as requested by management. These audits will be performed by trained and qualified personnel to the extent possible, are independent of the activity being audited. Quality management also keeps the quality manual up to date with the latest information. And they review the quality manual or oversee its review at least once a year to make sure if there's any necessary updates that are needed. Additionally, there are DOCAP accreditation program requirements related to the education and experience of technical and quality management. The technical manager, regardless of their designation, must meet educational and experience qualifications that are established, documented, and required by laboratory management. The quality manager needs to keep a record of their training and experience in quality assurance and quality control procedures. They also need to be familiar with the lab's quality system and have a basic understanding of the analytical methods for data that they review. There are again some parallels to the 2016 TNI standard as related to the requirements around a quality manager. There is a requirement of having a safety inspection program with regular inspections of laboratory areas. Did you know that according to OSHA, there are more than 500,000 workers employed in laboratories in the United States? The laboratory environment can obviously be a hazardous place to work. Laboratory workers are exposed to numerous potential hazards, including chemical, biological, physical, and radioactive hazards, as well as physical stresses. Laboratory safety is governed by numerous local, state, and federal regulations. Over the years, OSHA has promulgated rules and published guidance to make laboratories increasingly safe for personnel. While your laboratories may not fall within the jurisdiction of federal OSHA, there are 25 states and 2 U.S. territories that have their own OSHA-approved occupational safety and health standards, which, while they may be different from federal standards, must be at least as effective as the federal standards. All that said, safety is probably not something new to your facility, which is more likely why you already comply with federal or state OSHA requirements or local requirements. The implementation of a safety inspection program and conducting regular inspections is really important for several reasons. The primary, it helps the safety of laboratory personnel. Regular safety inspections help identify and address any safety-related concerns promptly ensuring a safe work environment for everyone involved. Secondly, safety inspections help to ensure compliance with safety regulations and guidelines. Since laboratories are subjected to certain safety standards and regulations, they must follow them to prevent accidents, injuries, and environmental hazards. Inspections help identify areas where compliance may be lacking, allowing for proactive measures to be taken to rectify issues and bring the facility up to the required standards. Thirdly, safety inspections contribute to the overall quality and reliability of the laboratory. By addressing safety concerns, laboratories can minimize the risks of accidents, spills, or exposures, leading to cross-contamination that could lead to unreliable results. A thorough safety inspection program helps maintain the integrity and credibility of the work conducted in the lab while keeping every personnel safe. There's an additional DOE-only requirement requiring that records for services and supplies that may affect quality of environmental tests to include the following as applicable. And the DOE-specific requirement is having the date opened. This adds to the audit trail for tracing of results and can be a useful tool in corrective action investigations. Regarding the technical SOPs or technical documents, DOCAP requires that the topic of cleaning glassware, as well as addressing background corrections when applicable, are documented practices. DOCAP AP requires the laboratory to keep a record of authorized departures from procedures and to assess whether formal procedures revisions are necessary. This requirement acknowledges that occasionally planned deviations, or in other words, planned nonconforming work, does occur in a functioning laboratory. Tracking this planned nonconforming work is essential to determining if instructions really require revision or if they're one-off specific to a sample type or a customer. Like the 2016 T&I standard, DOCAP AP requires the laboratory to have procedures for the disposal of samples, digestates, leachates, and extracts or other sample preparation products. In addition, DOCAP AP requires records to include the disposal date, the type of disposal, for example, sample depleted, sample disposed of in a hazardous waste facility, or sample returned to the customer, and the name of the person responsible for that task. DOCAP AP requires the quality manual to address or to refer to materials or waste management and health and safety, including a chemical hygiene plan and or radiation safety plan, depending on the work your laboratory performs. Including materials management and health and safety in a lab quality system is essential for several reasons. First, it helps ensure the proper handling, storage, and disposal of hazardous materials or radioactive materials. Having protocols in place helps minimize and protect the health of the laboratory workers. A materials management program also promotes responsible use of resources, minimizing waste generation, and ensuring proper recycling or disposal of materials. This helps with compliance to other relevant regulations. Moreover, a comprehensive health and safety program in a laboratory is crucial to safeguard the well-being of workers. This type of program includes protocols for the safe use of equipment, personnel protective equipment, and emergency response procedures. By implementing such a program, laboratory managers can prevent accidents, injuries, and exposure to harmful substances. Overall, these programs demonstrate a commitment to maintaining a safe environment while protecting the health of the laboratory personnel and the surrounding community. There is also a requirement that the quality manual is to be signed and dated by all responsible management. And this, again, parallels the 2016 TNI standard. We all know that the quality manual is a document that outlines the policies and procedures and practices of the organization in terms of its quality management. We also know that's a central part of quality management system, providing guidance and instructions on how the organization ensures the quality of its services. The purpose of including the signed agreement or signing of the document is to establish a clear understanding and commitment from all individuals responsible for quality and technical management within the organization. By signing and dating the agreement, they acknowledge their roles, responsibilities, and their commitments to adhering to the practices outlined in the manual. Including the names and titles in the agreement helps identify who is accountable for the various aspects of laboratory and quality management. By including this signed and dated agreement in the quality manual, the organization demonstrates its commitment to quality management and ensures that all parties are aligned regarding their roles and responsibilities. It promotes accountability, clarity, and a shared understanding of the quality management practices within the organization. Regarding record control, DOCAP has a requirement for the procedures for the disposing of records to include obtaining written approval from all customers impacted before disposing of records pertaining to their testing. This means that when it comes to getting rid of records associated with testing performed for customers, there are certain steps that you would need to follow. It's necessary to seek and obtain written approval from each customer impacted by the disposal. This ensures that customers have a say in the fate of the records that pertain to their testing, giving them the opportunity to review or retain any important information before the records are discarded. This requirement is in place to uphold transparency, accountability, and protect the interests of the customers involved. The DOCAP accreditation program requires a distribution list for internal audits. Identifying internal distribution of internal audit reports and related records in a laboratory QA program is important for several reasons. First, it provides accountability and transparency. By defining the distribution channels for the audit reports and records, the laboratory ensures that the findings and recommendations are appropriately documented and shared with relevant individuals. Second, it aids in compliance and oversight. Internal audit reports provide valuable insight into the laboratory's adherence to procedures, quality standards, and regulatory requirements. By distributing these reports within the organization, key stakeholders can review and assess the laboratory's compliance status. This distribution enhances oversight and enables timely corrective action or process improvements where required. Next, it aids in the continuous improvement process. Internal audit reports often identify areas where processes may be improved, risks can be mitigated, or efficiency enhanced. By sharing these reports with appropriate personnel, the lab drives a culture of continuous improvement. This encourages stakeholders to collaborate in implementing necessary changes and optimizing laboratory procedures and processes. Finally, it supports effective record keeping. Maintaining distribution records of an internal audit helps establish an audit trail, giving stakeholders insight to the depth of the audit. This strengthens the laboratory's overall quality management approaches and contributes to the maintenance of high standard of work for the laboratory. The DOCAP AP program also requires the additional review of laboratory radiation health and safety, radioactive hazardous waste, and radioactive materials management functions in management reviews when applicable. Like the internal audit, management reviews also require a distribution list. This again strengthens the lab's overall quality by driving transparency, compliance and oversight, continuous improvement, and good record keeping practices. Module 2 also contains a new section, Section 9, which covers the hazardous and radioactive materials management and health and safety practices. We will not go into great detail on these, but there's a few notable areas to discuss. The requirements here include a radioactive materials management plan, a waste management plan, chemical hygiene plan, sample receiving and control requirements, as well as record retention and record requirements, and some additional training requirements. The radioactive materials management plan is applicable to laboratories accepting, receiving, or handling radioactive samples or potential radioactive samples, and the laboratory shall develop and implement this type of plan or a radiation safety plan. This plan is meant to comply with and identify all applicable site-specific related federal and state regulations governing radioactive materials control and radiological protection. All laboratories generate various types of waste. A waste management plan outlines the procedures and protocols for the handling, storage, and disposing of these wastes in a safe and responsible manner. It helps ensure compliance with regulations and standards related to waste management, minimizing the risk of contamination or harm to personnel, the community, and the environment. Proper waste management also reduces the potential for accidents, fires, exposures. It helps mitigate the risk of spills and leaks and improper disposal that can lead to environmental pollution or health hazards. Chemical hygiene plan outlines the policies, procedures, and practices necessary to ensure the safe handling, storage, and use of chemicals in the laboratory. It establishes guidelines for laboratory personnel to minimize chemical hazards and to ensure their well-being. Chemical hygiene plan addresses various aspects of chemical handling, including labeling, handling protocols, use of personal protective equipment, emergency procedures, and training requirements. Helps identify potential hazards, assess risks, and implement preventive measures to minimize exposures. This plan ensures the laboratory personnel are informed and equipped to work safely with chemicals. By implementing a chemical hygiene plan, laboratories promote a culture of safety and minimize the chances of accidents, chemical exposures, or adverse reactions. It also helps maintain compliance with regulatory standards and guidelines related to chemical safety. Looking at this section, it really is meant to contribute to the overall safety and compliance of laboratory operations. These programs are intended for proper management of waste and control of chemicals, ensuring a safe working environment for laboratory personnel and minimizing risks to human health and the environment. So this is probably the slide you've all been waiting for. It identifies specifically what the DOE only requirements are. By emailing me, you can have a copy, send you a copy of this presentation so you can see what they are if you don't want to word search the QSM itself. I would like to give a thank you to both Steve Clark and Alyssa Wingard for the opportunity to present on this topic and for their review of this presentation.